Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast, created by Actuality.sk. My name is Zorislav Poldiak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're a local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is March 30th and you're listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. Slovaks, we do not let go of our colorful traditions. In winter, we celebrate the Christmas holidays almost from mid-December, and with the first day of spring, our boys can't wait for Easter to arrive. On this day, they visit girls, whip them with a wooden whip, korbáč, and pour water on them. And when we say pour water on them, we often mean buckets full of cold water. In this week's edition of the podcast, we have rounded up Easter customs and traditions in Slovakia for you, as we celebrate Easter holidays together this weekend. The date of Easter is not fixed and changes every year. Easter Sunday falls on the first Sunday after the first spring full moon. On this day, according to the testimony of the apostles, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. During Easter holidays, Christians commemorate the passion, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In addition to being the greatest Christian holiday, Easter celebrations are also associated with the pagan rituals of welcoming spring and celebration of wealth, harvest and health. Traditionally, only green foods, spinach, kale or nettles, are eaten on a Holy Thursday to promote health and vitality. Our ancestors drove cattle out to graze and drew crosses on stable doors with a garlic to protect them from evil spirits. On this day, you would try in vain to catch the sound of the bells. They remain silent as a sign of mourning. For the day symbolizes the Last Supper with Jesus Christ. On Good Friday, Christians commemorate the Passion and Crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Our ancestors used to bathe before sunrise, up to their necks dipped in a stream. This ritual was meant to ensure year-round health, and girls believed that after washing their hair in the river, it would grow faster and their skin would be charming. Good Friday is accompanied by a strict fast. During Black Saturday, meals are prepared for feasting, as the 40-day fast comes to an end. Easter Sunday is a day of wealth, joy, celebration and triumph that springs from Jesus Christ's resurrection. Easter Monday is a day of fun, dance and dressing up. Young men visit the houses where the girls live, whip them with a freshly cut and decorated wooden whips of willow twigs, korbáče, and pour water on them. The more whippersnappers a girl has, the prouder she can be. The beating of the rod will ensure strength, health and abundance throughout the year. In the villages, the young men used to bathe the girls with a bucket of water or bathe them in the stream, because water is a symbol of health, beauty and youth. In the past, whipping was an expression of affection. The girls rewarded the boys with colored ribbons, which were tied on their whips. Yellow ribbon was a sign of disinterest, blue was a symbol of hope, and the red one was an indication that the girl liked the boy. It's important to add that the beating of the girl is symbolic and light. Most of the Slovak women usually take it easy, but there is a huge dislike of pouring water on them. After a good traditional fun, the boys would receive a sweet and financial reward, or even eat with the whole family. In the evening, they all get together for an Easter feast. Preparations for the Easter menu start several days before the celebration. The individual courses vary from region to region, but in every kitchen you will find the hard-boiled eggs, potato salad, smoked meats and various sweet treats. In some families it's a Christmas cake, in the east it's a brisket, in the other parts it's a Passover cake. Perhaps the most traditional is the sweet cake in the shape of lamb. Tasty, homemade distilled spirits are also not missing on any table. unexpected win in the first round. Former diplomat and foreign minister Ivan Korchok won the first round of the presidential election. The second round will decide on the new president of the Slovak Republic next weekend. Ivan Korchok won a total of almost 959,000 votes and Peter Pellegrini about 835,000 votes. Štefan Harabin was third with less than 265,000 voters. The winner of the first round of the presidential election, Ivan Korčok, defeated his opponent in only three of Slovakia's eight regions. Korčok dominated the Bratislava, Trnava and Košice regions. In the remaining five, Peter Pellegrini, the leader of the Hlas party, won. However, even this was not enough to advance to the second round from the first place. The contest for the presidential palace attracted more voters than in previous years. On Saturday, 51.91% of eligible voters came to the polls. This is the second highest turnout in the first round since the direct election of the president has been held. The first time people chose a head of the state was in 1999. Then, more than 70% of eligible voters came out to vote in the first round. Later, the turnout dropped below 50%. Historically, the lowest number of people came out to vote in the first round in 2014, when several relatively evenly matched candidates stood against each other. Only 43.4% of voters turned out to the polls. That was the year when the Smer leader, Robert Fico, also ran for the presidency. He was eventually defeated in the second round by businessman Andrej Kiska. Overall, the lowest number of people took part in the second round of the 2019 head of the state election, when Zuzana Čaputová and Maroš Šefčovič faced off. Only 41.8% of eligible voters turned out to cast their ballots.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that the longest electrically lit cave in the world is in Slovakia? Dobšinská ice cave is also the largest ice cave in Slovakia. From the total length of the cave of 1483 meters, a 515 meters long circuit is open to the public, where you can be captivated by the sight of beautiful icy natural objects. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure through the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.